Blog Talk Radio.
You wanna go to war, let's get it in. If war brings peace, I'm with it then. I don't start beef, I finish it. Ghetto soldiers, we militant.
I don't like to fuss or fight, just trying to live life right. But don't take my kindness for weakness, cause I will take your life. First I will walk away, unless you push me to play. But that's something I know you'll regret. Please don't forget, I'm a ghetto soldier, desperado. I'm a ghetto soldier, gunman sing ho. I'm a ghetto soldier, cowboy sing ho. Yes, a ghetto soldier, badman sing ho.
The soldiers get trained by the lieutenant. The lieutenant get all of his orders from the captain. General, when I was young, I got drafted. Send me to the Army of Brooklyn, those bastards. Fallen soldiers, my homies laying caskets. They couldn't survive the heat, just like the Mavericks. And I don't buy whoop tickets from the end. But the end be whooping, so I walk around with my clippers. Some of my people was alive for my struggle, but they lived to see my success. They wanted to see me make it, but got stripped naked and laid in the mall cause of death. So yo, now that I'm successful, how could I celebrate it? They died early, so in their eyes, I never made it. I ain't gonna give you my life, you gotta take it. Soldier, I'm going out blazing.
I'm a ghetto soldier, desperado. I'm a ghetto soldier, gunman sing ho. I'm a ghetto soldier, cowboy sing ho. Yes, a ghetto soldier, badman sing ho.
The same thing at the same time. I ain't knock on wood. Black cat crossed my path. My luck still good. Broke a mirror. I ain't get 7 years of bad luck. Nothing bad ain't even happened. My left eye jumped. Put my hat on the bed when I walked in the room. Swept my feet and I ain't even spit on the broom. What I'm trying to say is I'm not superstitious. Acorn, what am I?
I'm a ghetto soldier.
My right hand itching. Been had money, kid. I even opened the umbrella in the crib. Bought my girl some shoes. She ain't walk out of my life. No bad luck, I skipped the pole twice. No superstition, just wise intuition. On the battlefield, get killed to do the killing. By the way, my good luck charm is a biscuit. Ghetto soldier to the edges.
I'm a ghetto soldier, desperado. I'm a ghetto soldier, gunman sing ho. I'm a ghetto soldier, cowboy sing ho. Yes, a ghetto soldier.
Pain, no gain, all of the trauma is killing me. Pain can't swim, that's why I drowned in the Hennessy, tired of the enemy. Running your crib, slump you in your fireplace, and have smoke coming out of your chimney. I can see straight through your plots and your trickery, it don't mean to me. I'm trying to get to the bottom of it, but I lost a whole lot of my energy. Trying to get to the bottom of a bottomless industry. Nowadays, all I got is my pride and my dignity. You riding with sympathy. They say misery needs company. Why keep them company? You kidding me? When I could grab a weapon and put him out of his misery. Send shots at you to tell you I'm not playing. When you fire back, you let me know what you're saying. This gun busting, it's like an unspoken language. We communicate with our guns.
I'm a ghetto soldier, desperado. I'm a ghetto soldier, gunman sing ho. I'm a ghetto soldier, cowboy sing ho. Yes, a ghetto soldier, badman sing ho.
Another breath, I smoke my new boy to the butt like it's the last motherfucking left. Just me and you evading it.
like me. Remember memories so vividly. What's once a little dust kicker now becomes a G. Who can I call when they all fail? Collect calls to my dogs from the county jail. Sending me mail, heard the blocks in the same shape. Ain't nothing changed, niggas slanging at the same place. The same faces, supposed to always hate our foes. This lifestyle is forever, watch the game unfold. Shitting crocodile tears, just got life plus. And you wonder if these white judges like us. Just stay strong, we'll appeal, nigga, you'll be free. Down with you to the very end, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. How can I be blamed? Forgive me, Lord, I'm insane. In search of fame, won't hurt to change. Following the footsteps of past dealers, equipped with ski masks, no witnesses, we blast squillers. Maybe now they feel us in this act of war. More casualties, no survivors. Any man that defies quickly dies. Cause we got us in my quest for chips. We wear vests equipped with automatic fire. We reply when my enemies trip. Me and you against the nation, whispering while we conversating. Cause niggas died over information. How much more can we take? Expect us all to break the world. Ain't ready for us yet, so let's make Clinton pay. They never wanted us to make it. Everything that we possess, we had to fight and take it. I think the president is smoking weed, bumping this beat, making a living out my misery. So they got a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Promise to visit, I know it's rough in your cell, receiving mail to the county jail. This is hell, when I was younger, I could picture living in luxury, so how the fuck did I end up in prison? Fucking snitches that got me crossed by my own side. I found him by himself, no drama, he alone died. Nobody cried, should've never testified. You got my nigga 25, so now I sacrifice your life. Help to separate me and my dog. Broken ties, why the fuck should I let you live? When I'm dead inside, rapid fire my delivery. I'm busting at your whole crew, nigga, remember me. Hit up my outlaw set, then throw my pistol in the ocean. Ditch my ski mask and get the straight coasting. It's visiting day at San Quentin, always there to see your closest road dog. Cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. I'm down for you, so ride with me. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Come after us, let's be complete. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me. Nobody knows where we'll be. My enemies, your enemies, cause you ain't never had a friend like me.
Black power, African insurrection, and white death. It's your brother Knowledge Born a Lot. We are here on Warrior Wednesday, the Black Survive or Die series, broadcasting live every Warrior Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time by the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party. My warrior comrades, and warrior educator, Minister King Samir Shabazz. The phone number to call in, family, 929-477-1755. Again, 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. And we are here on a very sanctified day. A sanctified day, not in a religious connotation, but in the African spirit of insurrection, in the African spirit of rebellion, in the African spirit of uprising, in the African spirit of the oppressed, having the opportunity and moment of clarity and moment of justice to enact justice on this day. To enact justice, and justice is your penalty or your reward depending upon your ways and actions. And the ways and actions of our enemies have been a snake of the grafted type. So today, on the Wisdom Knowledge Day, all being born to understanding, in any other aspect, it would be a misunderstanding. So it will not be any misunderstanding here today. Only understanding understood for you and everything going on in your universe today. So we're going to be dealing with some universal understanding of African insurrection today on George Jackson's transition day, on the day of the Nat Turner Rebellion, on the spark of the Haitian Revolution. Today, we are dealing with African insurrection unadulterated. So that phone number, again, to call into this Warrior Wednesday, Black Survival Die Class, 929-477-1755. National Minister of Defense, Black Violence Liberation Party, and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership of our Nzinga of this day and time, National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad, Minister King Samir Shabazz, will be on shortly. I have the honor and the privilege on George Jackson Day, on the day of my spiritual solidarity, brother, on the day of my spiritual uncle, Nat Turner, and in those great line of warrior divine in Black August, to open today's class with a point of insurrection. King said, hey, God, the floor is yours. You get the opportunity to open up this class today and bring a word of understanding to the people. Because definitely today, we're going to deal with some fucking misunderstandings. Today, we are going to deal with the process of misunderstanding and how to correct this miscalculation and judgment and error when you open your mouth to speak things that are not aligned with your capacity or power to do. Our ancestors understood this. Our ancestors understood this, that you would not speak beyond the power of your capacity to do. So this is how order was maintained. This is how hierarchy was established. Even in the most destitute of positions among African people, there is always order. So it would lead me to have the understanding, looking at my warrior ancestors, that these people who purport to be non-African today do not exist in that space because they are not in fucking order. They are dealing in chaos. But out of chaos comes order. And I was looking at the crackers calculation in regards to 400 years in America, and I saw that their reports were to say that in Black August of 1619, 400 years ago, is when the first ship came to America. Grave misunderstanding. But I look at it. I'll look at it. I'll do the knowledge to it. I'll apply the wisdom and arrive at an understanding, not a misunderstanding, knowing that this snake of the grafted type in his conceptuality over misrepresentation is his duty and responsibility as an enemy propagandist. So when we begin to look at this process of misunderstanding and how it goes, we know that we exist in a virtual reality, and there is a virtual battlefield for the hearts and minds of African people. So miscommunication and misunderstanding must be the fucking order of the day. Because somewhere in this grave miscalculation of representation of our honorable warrior ancestors in Black August, we find ourselves at an impasse between miscommunication and communication, misunderstanding and understanding. And understanding is understood, and misunderstanding exists for correction. And you're going to get fucking corrected today. So when we look at this sacred text from our living ancestors, Baba Dr. Nwali K. Bomani Baruti, Inya Sasim, and we look on today, it says, in times of danger, the man is the first to rise up to confront whatever the perceived danger or threat is. This didn't say only. This said first. This said primary. In times of danger, we're dealing with warrior ancestors who stood up in time of danger. They didn't sit the fuck down. They didn't take a goddamn knee. They didn't take a goddamn knee. They didn't go to consort with the enemy. They didn't make justifications for consorting with the enemy. They didn't take a fucking knee. They stood the fuck up. So my African insurrection ancestors stood the fuck up and they went and got busy. They went and got busy. They went and got busy on this day. And every day that followed, they saw our enemies for who they were and not who the fuck they pretended or appeared to be. Because that's what appearance is. It's pretend. It's fucking make-believe. So when we get close, in close proximity with our enemies, many of us begin to fucking pretend. Get to skinning and grinning. Get to shucking and jiving. Instead of preparing for that inevitable moment in self-defense of the eradication of our enemy. We damn sure ain't like our ancestors. We damn sure ain't connected to our ancestral spirit here today. Fucking cowards running around here, misrepresenting, miscommunicating, speaking beyond the capacity and power of what they have the actual capability to do, and would call themselves a revolutionary, and would call themselves a vanguard, and would call themselves to be in a position to dictate a battlefield victory, dictate the outcome of a battlefield insurrection and uprising. And we come from warrior stock who did not kneel, who did not make concessions, who did not make deals. They understood that death was better than bondage. So if you are in a position of oppression, the natural inclination in your body, if you're backed against the wall, is fight or flight. It's not sit. It's not kneel. It's not lay. It's not compliance. It is rebellion or retreat. So So our African ancestors understood that it was freedom or death. There was no age limit and no requirement for service. Everybody was at war. The young children of the Haitian Revolution would crawl into the cannon so they could not fire them. What are we doing with our fucking children today? Our sisters would poison these bastards. What were we, are we doing with our sisters today? How the fuck did we go from an understanding to a misunderstanding? The sacred text says, in times of danger, the man is the first to rise up and confront whatever the perceived danger or threat is. You got cows sending their women to the door. Tell them I ain't here. You don't come from us. You don't come from us. Fucking coward, send his woman to the door, send his children to the door. He hide. He jumping out the window. Corinne Gaines in an apartment getting shot, her man jumping out the window. Fucking cowards. Despicable, disgraceful cowards. With all the mouth in the world and no heart to fight. No blood in the eye. And we've been dealing with this shit, with these motherfuckers, for long enough. We had an impasse, an insurrection. We got the enemy in our sights. And we got fools running around here seeking to block or give away our position or our vantage point. We got cowards with their statements. We got cowards with their actions. We got cowards with their finances. We got cowards with every aspect of this vanguard working in reverse. We're supposed to be countering the terrorism, and they're seeking to counter the counter-terrorists. I know on this day that the black dragon on the yard in San Quentin chose freedom and was willing to pay the appropriate price for freedom. Because these devils, our enemies, know that freedom ain't fucking free. What the fuck you gonna do to be free? Or do you think you're free now? I hear these conversations. If I was in this particular time, I would have done this and this. We in times of danger, motherfucker. What are you going to do? You going to kneel? You going to sit and go skin and grin with Massa? You going to smile wider than you ever smiled? And everybody got something to say. Everybody got something to fucking say. So let me read this. This is not traditional African society. And because it is not, many of our sisters have been forced into an inevitable position of having to rear our children without their fathers, leaving them increasingly exposed to the manipulation and violence of this racist institution and predatory men. The situation calls for strategies which involve compensatory roles by conscious brothers. In particular, it calls for brothers to become even stronger examples of manhood throughout the community. Stronger examples of manhood throughout the community. How can you call yourself a man if in times of danger, you are not the primary aggressor to eliminate the threat? How can you call yourself a man? How can you call yourself an African? In times of danger, you looking for a fucking way out. You the coward motherfucker jumping out the damn window, leaving your woman in the apartment, or against a fucking militia of race soldiers sent to seek and destroy. Let me continue. It demands that we aggressively embrace the duty of being husbands to sisters without spouses and fathers to their children without assuming that this responsibility comes with the right to sexual access. Let that shit matter. We spoke about Jonathan Jackson. We spoke about George Jackson. Who is the father to their children today? They gave their lives. So your manhood responsibility is to take care of these families in the absence of their fathers. Can you be father? Can you be husband? Can you be a shining example of what that man, young man, is supposed to see? What that young woman should seek after in a husband. Or they're going to see your coward ass jumping out the window. That young baby that was in Corinne Gaines' arms as she was shot had to see his father jumping out the window. Fucking cowards today. But everybody got so much shit to say. Accepting this responsibility requires the commitment of strong men who honor the sanctity of the African family and do not use this opportunity to do good as a chance to exploit the members of the community. So these cowards is only doing some shit for some sort of interorientation, some sort of interpretation. This affirmation, I take responsibility for ensuring the sanctity of African families. This is what you got a vanguard for. If there was no threat of death, if there was no coercion, if there was no manipulation, if there was no oppressive situation that exists, our vanguard party wouldn't need to exist. Our vanguard party stands on the tenet of an insurrection fighting force in the defense of the sanctity of African families, and they do it with the biggest contributors and collaborators in the divisive nature of African families, be it fucking fake-ass African people. So the betrayal, so the deception, the provocateurism, all of these things that confront liberators on the battlefield, being hatched and being devised with the implication of reward or safety or some sort of quartering from your enemy. Fake Africans is running right here too. George Lester Jackson on the battlefield. Solidarity. The last one, playing hats foiled by some rats and some snitches. And understand that he chose death as a means of freedom. Only the dead see the end of war. We have to understand our duty and responsibility to maintain the sanctity of African family, African fatherhood, African motherhood, African childhood, the sanctity of our elders, the veneration of our ancestors, and the decimation of our fucking enemies, foreign or domestic, whether they look like us or not. This is what George Lester Jackson understood. He understood that European colonialism and the decimation of African people put blood in his eyes. So where's George's solidarity, brothers? Where can they be found? Whose command are they under? And understand that bonds in the battlefield are forged in the blood of our comrades and the decimation of our enemies. So it becomes my honor and privilege and duty to introduce to some and present to others my solidarity, brother, your solidarity, brother, for those who exist for the sole purpose of the sanctity of African families and the decimation of our enemies, foreign and domestic. Bring to the microphone right now the National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party and the National Deputy Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense under the leadership and guise of our NZIC. National Chairwoman Crystal Muhammad, brothers and sisters, Africans, our brother, Minister King Samir Shabazz, Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. Habibi Fahodie, and true African liberation. The honor and privilege to be before you tonight, and let the understanding be understood. Man, what a heavy deal, God, what a heavy deal. But there's more. And I want to get right into it. But before I do, must give my praises, honor, salute to all of the warriors. Not going to go name to name. All of the warriors who are alive and fighting this fight. Those who are shedding some blood, maybe have a little of their own shedding, for the cause of true African liberation. I'm talking about those brothers who are not so politically inclined, but they're just so fed the fuck up with police terrorism that they decide, you know what, I'm not taking this no more. And our brother right here from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Maurice Freeman, shot six pigs, sent them straight back to the pig pen and got Dan body back. So this is a tribute to the young man who stood as a warrior. I don't think we understand how entrenched in Europhilia we really are. Now, I must say, happy anniversary to Do the Knowledge Radio. And now it's time to kick some ass. See, I've been sent some bullshit, y'all. But this bullshit I was sent was very, very detrimental to the mindset of our children. who are coming into the understanding of who our real warriors are. So when you have propaganda floating around, disrespecting the name of the embodiment of all of the warriors, you name them, God damn it, it was in them. And I speak none other than my leader, my teacher, my father, Khalid Abdul Muhammad. So apparently there's some niggas playing with each other's balls who are running around here talking about Khalid Muhammad destroyed the name of the Panthers. Now, there was more that was said, but let's just deal with this step by step, shall we? Dear niggas, due to your lack of study and due to your lack of information and due to the fact that your fucking ass is just lazy as hell, let me make this very damn clear. Let me make it very clear. See, because there's a misunderstanding. So now the God is going to make the understanding born and bring it into its truest light. So you niggas who still walking in darkness, huh? I'm talking about all you walking dead niggas, still walking in darkness with your hands on your ding-a-ling with some baby oil, who just picked up a fucking book this morning and had the goddamn nerve to even think about mentioning the name of Khalid Muhammad in a disrespectful manner. Let me make this very clear to you, Nick. You motherfuckers ain't even worth scrubbing Khalid Muhammad's goddamn bow tie. So to say that Khalid Muhammad destroyed the name of the Panthers, if it was not, let me make this very clear to you, if it was not for Khalid Abdul Muhammad, none of you niggas would know a damn thing about a Black Panther. Anything from the standpoint of Black nationalism. Listen to my words very carefully. Khalid Muhammad was a Black nationalist, a Pan-Africanist. You damn fools don't know what the fuck you talking about. Aaron Michaels is the founder of the new Black Panther Party. Khalid Abdul Muhammad became the national chairman when Aaron Michaels stepped down and became the national minister of defense. See, when you niggas make corny-ass statements like that and don't know what the fuck you talking about, that's an automatic light bulb in my head that says these niggas still sleep with white bitches. Ask me how I know. You niggas still looking for integration to save you.
I was about to ask you how you doing, guy. You know I was about to ask you.
Yeah, because some of these same niggas, God, who commenting and shit, running around here, calling themselves revolutionary, and got white bitches, and got children by these bitches, God. And these are the same niggas who had the fucking nerve to say Khalid Muhammad. Yo, man. This nigga said Khalid Muhammad failed the people. But yet, you go home to a flea-ridden dog every motherfucking night. Or you want to. Because only niggas and agents make statements like that. But little do you know, Khalid Muhammad didn't like a lot of you niggas in Texas any fucking way. Who claim to be revolutionary. Who claim to be members of the Black Panther Party. But little do you motherfuckers know how many of the OPs supported Khalid Muhammad. The fuck are you talking about? See, that's this old jealous nigga bullshit. And started from a little new booty nigga who don't know shit about Khalid Muhammad. Nigga, I'm on your ass tonight. You motherfuckers ain't worth wiping Khalid Muhammad's shit out of the goddamn toilet. Most of you niggas just learned his damn name. But you keep listening to these motherfuckers who gonna lead you straight back to integration. Yeah, I'm talking to you, integration revolutionary motherfuckers. Each and every goddamn one of you. I don't give a fuck who you are. When you start disrespecting Khalid Muhammad's name, we got a serious motherfucking problem. And you got the right one on your ass tonight, boy. Boy. Born yesterday and just stepped into the cipher and don't know the fuck why. So if you don't know, sit the fuck down and let God show and prove to you. These niggas is crazy as hell. How dare you? But Khalid Muhammad is dead. And when you say disrespectful shit about Khalid Muhammad, this is a light bulb that says deep down inside your nigga ass, you're jealous of Khalid Muhammad. Because you ain't got the fucking heart Khalid Muhammad had. You ain't got the balls Khalid Muhammad had, nigga. God damn it, I'm talking to you Balagoon, nigga. Yeah, let it marinate. and anybody the fuck else who want to disrespect Khalid Muhammad. I'm on your ass. And I don't give a fuck about you. Niggas have lost your fucking mind. Hell no, I ain't letting it slide. God damn it, I'm a warrior. And this is a warrior's class. And if you ain't on the level of a warrior, sit your punk asses down. I don't give a fuck who you are. You're not going to disrespect the name of my father. We can do it however you want to do it, however the fuck you want it to go down. I'm talking to all of you niggas. Who is jealous as hell. You're jealous as hell of Khalid Muhammad. You're jealous as hell of the new Black Panther Party. You're jealous as hell of Crystal Muhammad. You're jealous as hell of King Samir. You're jealous as hell of goddamn every damn body you can't be. These niggas had the damn audacity. Khalid Muhammad failed the people, nigga? No, nigga. You failed yourself, your fucking family, and your goddamn people. Now, how about that shit? Do nothing ass nigga. Always trying to come against the righteous, God. Do you know the power Khalid Muhammad obtained in one of his fucking fingernails? How dare you sit amongst a man and claim that you are revolutionary for our people. That you are, well, I can't even call you nationalist. I'm talking to anybody who got a fucking problem with Khalid Muhammad. You got a problem with King Samir Shabazz. Then you have the entire new Black Panther Party on your ass, buddy. So I humbly suggest you shut the fuck up and be a good boy and sit your ass down somewhere. Now, let's get back to class, shall we? George Jackson, the Black Dragon, my uncle, the man whose seat I sit in today. As a national Field Marshal, Deputy National Field Marshal. I sit in the seat of Huey P. Newton as the National Minister of Defense. And I carry the flag of the name of Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. I stand on the principles of the Honorable Marcus Messiah Garvey. I stand on the teachings and the principles of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I have accepted the lineage of the warriors who gave bloodshed to these motherfucking pack of wounds. I've been manifested to a new level of warriorhood. Most of you won't and don't understand what the hell I'm talking about right now, but you will in a very short time. But just know, it's all a matter of growth and development, as I always teach. Growth and development. George Jackson said, the war for control of the United States is unique, that its heartbeat can be stopped only by placing our primary forces in valleys and defiles of its city streets. The United States is the colonial master, the center of the imperial process, where raw materials are worked into finished manufactured products to be recirculated back into the exterior and interior colonies. He said, a theoretical examination indicates that it does, in fact, urban people's guerrilla warfare may prove to be even an even more effective tool than the classical type. The same advantages are present, the same possibilities, plus the sum that simply because the fight is taking place within the cities, the nerve centers of the nation, the enemy culture, the established government exists, first of all, because of its ability to govern, to maintain enough order, and to ensure that a cycle of sorts exists between the various levels and elements of the society. Law and order is their objective, and ours is perfect disorder. Khalid Muhammad was about disorder. Perfect disorder. You don't know the mind of Khalid. Because the mind of Khalid Muhammad is the mind of George Jackson. Uh-oh. Our aim is to stop the life cycle of the enemy culture and replace it with our own revolutionary culture. This can be done only by creating perfect disorder within the cycle of the enemy's culture's life process and leaving a power vacuum to be filled by our building a revolutionary culture. So when the fight takes place in the city, the disorder will be clearly understood, and this will have an immediate effect on the consciousness of the bulk of the population and will strain the relationship between government and governed to the utmost. If the life of the manufacturing city is to be stopped, it is to be clear that the normal process at least will be slowed by a convoy of establishment trucks, tanks, or troops simply moving in the city's arteries where commercial convoys should be moving, the necessary checkpoints will further slow it. Each one of the opposition's own tank shells that is fired inside of the manufacturing city at the elusive guerrilla will destroy some aspect of that factory city and undercut the ability of the establishment to produce another tank shell. It will not, help the fastest cause very much at all when the armored personal carrier or Jeep patrol equipped with a 30 caliber machine gun fires into a downtown shopping crowd at an elusive gorilla who has taken refuge among them. The people will just will not understand. The cities of fascist USA built straight up with very little planning or pattern, the twisting side streets, gangways, connecting roofs, manholes, storm drains, concrete, and steel trees will hide a guerrilla army just as effectively as any forest. There is an added advantage that being in an area doesn't automatically make one suspect and fair game, as is the case when an establishment army unit spots a gathering, no matter how innocent, in an area where guerrilla movements have been reported in the countryside, just being out there defines it. The fact that the guerrilla can hide himself fairly easily inside large population centers does not mean that hard work needn't be done toward the winning of the popular support. It simply means that failure gains full support. Failure to gain full support for violent confrontation does not preclude violent confrontation. If all the elements that have made guerrilla warfare in its classical style an invincible weapon against mechanized, industrially based armies in underdeveloped areas, they will be even more successful in built-up urban American conditions. The facts that make it possible for the establishment army to overcome the attacking guerrilla army in spite of the availability of knowledge contained the master works on guerrilla strategy became clear when we, that after that strategy is understood, when we realize that after that strategy is understood by the guerrilla chief, the tactics applicable to his particular military problem are a product of his imagination alone. A constant creative providing, improvising. Now, he says they're locked in on a fixed set of systemized ideas that conflict completely with the reality of people's war. Their egos simply will never allow them to admit that all the ingenuity that has gone into development of the Blitzkrieg has been wasted. A $100,000 tank can be destroyed with $2 worth of materials. A jet is useless against the rifleman, and it also can be destroyed with one well-placed burst from an assault rifle or destroyed on the ground by mortar from miles away. Then, too, the pilot, years in making, can be killed with a knife. The copter, as a fighting machine, is the most stupid of all costly gadgets because it can be heard from miles away. It can't be armored. A 10-cent bullet can render it completely useless. All of these contraptions require liquid fuel that will stop flowing when the production of all other commodities stops. Fighting really depends upon the people and small, easily machined, portable weapons. We're talking about warfare. We're talking about battleship. We're talking about liberation. See, I don't understand. Yes, I do. I completely understand. But it just baffles me sometimes how the mental side of some of our people, man, it's just so potent. Even because, see, I want y'all to understand. When you say you're a revolutionary, Who are you, my question is, who are you fighting for? What are you fighting for? What principles do you stand on as a revolutionary? Do you believe in integration as a revolutionary? Because when you say you're a revolutionary, this doesn't mean that you're a nationalist. Yeah, how about that? Student knowledge. Because you say you're a revolutionary does not mean that you are a nationalist. And this is why most of you so-called niggas who claim to be revolutionary still sleep with white people. Still find excuses on why the white man ain't the devil, because you know a few good white folks. God damn it, I'm a nationalist. Khalid Muhammad was a black nationalist. We stand on the principles of black nationalism. So when you become a member of the new Black Panther Party, and it's why a lot of you niggas don't want to join, or when you did join, your punk asses quit, because we just too damn black for you. We just too black, huh? What the fuck is too black? What is that? Too much of yourself? Too much of where you come from? Too much culture? What is that? Khalid Muhammad hated the white with a great and perfect hatred. And he didn't buck dance the fuck about it, man. He didn't backdoor, have no fucking dinner parties with Pecker Woods. Boy, the jealousy has come out. And it's a shame. It's a damn shame. Because Khalid Muhammad represented everything of what I just read from the words of George Jackson. He was a military man. Most of you niggas can't even spell Idi Amin. Khalid Muhammad was the Minister of Information for Idi Amin. Khalid Muhammad understood science, military science and military warfare. He was a battle strategist, a master battle strategist. Most of you niggas just talk about your guns all day. If you got one. But I'm finding it ridiculous how someone could just sit and just have so much jealousy for a man that's been dead and gone for so long. This means you hate yourself. For all of you who hate Khalid Muhammad, you hate your fucking self. So you should look yourself in the mirror. And ask yourself, why do you hate yourself so much? Because the white man still owns your bitch ass. Because when you stand against the man who embodies African liberation, then you stand against African liberation. So now you become a direct enemy to African liberation. We're going to take this small music break, and I'm going to get another part into our class. I wanted to build from the words of George Jackson, but I found it very relevant to the life of Khalid Muhammad. So when we come back, we're going to get into the correct handling of a revolution. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk some talk tonight. You dig? We'll be right back with you. The call-in number 929-477-1755. Again, the call-in number is 929-477-1755. Press the number 1 if you have any questions or comments. I don't give a fuck what you got to say. I don't care who the hell you are. Press the number damn 1. Let's get it popping. If you're feeling froggy, leak, whatever. Anyway, 929-477-1755. We'll be right back with you after the small Black Power music break. Black Power family, Black Power, Black Power, Black Power. It seems we're having some technical difficulties with the music set. Always expected. You know what I mean? It ain't nothing new on Warrior Wednesdays. I'm surprised we even was able to be on this long. But it is what it is. We're going to make it do what it do right here on Do the Knowledge Radio. So, the correct handling of a revolution. The black masses are handling the resistance incorrectly.
Huh?
All right, it seems we're up.
Yeah.
Huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how we be, huh? We yelling fuck PIGs, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with BRLP, huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how we be, huh? We yelling fuck PIGs, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with BRLP, huh? I'm from the city where they coin the tire pit. Never fuck with they dirty ass ever since I was a kid. Seen him in my community searching, looking for truancy, probing and asking questions. Just so we can be mutiny. Excuse me, but I'm under arrest of being detained. What did I catch? You don't need to know my motherfucking name. You better put the fist to you, I don't even exist. And it might not be your best choice to put your hand on my wrist, cause in my neck of the woods it's already understood. And don't nobody want your dirty ass patrol around the hood. You can bet your bottom dollar was not your ass or by the collar. Let these motherfucking choppers stop your ass for something proper. While you deep in the cul-de-sac, we dwell in the monster drama. Bitch floating around the hood in this manner with helicopter. We fed up and feeling violent like how it's forces ignited with the power to do away with all the sick and the righteous. Let's go. Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how we be, huh? We yelling fuck PIGs, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with BRLP, huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how we be, huh? We yelling fuck PIGs, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with BRLP, huh?
We fuck the peers and everybody fuck with them. If you're scared of the peers, then you ain't a real hitter. I'm a field nigga. Are you a house nigga? The type to let the peck of wood rape your spouse nigga? That's house nigga. Cause everywhere I go, everybody knows fuck the popo. Fuck 5-0. These pigs could die slow. Let's grab the rifle and get ready for woe. We got tires on fire in the middle of the street. Booby traps and buffers, our jungle is concrete. We mob deep like the niggas in Queens. If you tired of police, you need to get with the team. BRLP, known to bang on the beats. They say we extreme, cause we move like a machine. But we never mechanical, we supernatural, magical, galactical panthers getting active.
Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how we be, huh? We yelling fuck PIGs, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with BRLP, huh? Growing up in these streets, huh? Learn not to fuck with police, and it's just how we be, huh? We yelling fuck PIGs, huh? And if you feel how we feel, fuck with BRLP, huh?
Logical swords like Conrad George, Jonathan the Man Child, Conrad Bob Orr, Kuwait. Boise, Balagoon, Matula Shakur. On my mama, Shasta Wasada, we hotter than some motherfucking lava. Black paramilitary fatigue, Tommy Boots, the G, kinetic energy, raps the kinetic history, the Minutemen, the antidote, the violent strikes to your soul, cause the all back MCs to choke. I'm bopping the Ho Chi Minh coast, General Gee up in the Viet Cong, Tamarmount, Frost Bernard, flat skin with the white mask, it's an assassin with a Timmy and holders of eliminating white fascists.
Fire for them. Fifth child, holla back, grit style. Field nigga in a this bumper cloud now, man. We love.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fire, man, burning up your soul.
Fire.
When me fighting for me people and touching every load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black packs like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people and touching every load. Donovan, we come fi rumble. Two shot from Glock, watch your cracker them fi stumble. Feel pon this set, watch your pussy boy humble. Rough like a lion and me king in the jungle. Big up ganja hustle up me nice in the bundle. King chatter lyric and the Babylon tumble. Follow Babylon when the towers them fi crumble. Man no we go so we set by example. Me mash it up, watch a big gal in fi trample. Bust enough shot from me big black rifle, me mash it up. Look at pussy boy, them still humble. Black power gangster, Babylon me rumble. King with the crown and the crown we no fumble. Stepping out the back was on the land, man you stumble. Creeping out the dark, Philly pig get a shot too. Slave master murder when I feel niggas spot you. Me hot crew, come with Maroon, now we go rock you. Set up on this rhythm, King be hot proof. We pull it up and mash it up. Now who be hot man and not you? Enough blood to run when the black got they come through me mash it up. King and all the world fully loaded. Flex on this set now, man, we are go hold it. Come like Napoleon, a Roman, them a stole it. Turn up a notch, Lord King can't control it. Little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up his soul. When me fighting with me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from a underground road. When me spread them black packs like a poisonous toad. When me act, me bring my fireman burning up your soul. When me fight to be me people and such a heavy load.
I'm a 5-star general, chemist in a dish. Crackers best fit duck down when I raise my black fist. Field nigga be the king and the king be guarded, man. Sit my crown to the side cause I reside in the ghetto, fam. Holla black at the guard now. Where your other telling me friend pissing out your mouth, clown. Snitching to the pigs again. I'm Rungo telling my turn on the hell on the mind and we coming for bomb again. Blast you big and sit too big with field nigga that my friend. King sign me the black dragon from a land of Asiatic. Drop some facts in mathematics. Let's get free, cross this attic, justice, serve no cave boys. Black power through your hood, black power gangsters. Banging on you, pack of woods, man. Coming out of that, stop, drop, and roll. Knock you out your hoodie, shoes, and sock your bowels, lost control.
I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fire, man. Burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and such a heavy load. I'm a little field nigga from an underground road. When me spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, me bring my fire, man. And burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and me such a heavy load. Look a field nigga from an underground road. Spreading black facts like a poisonous toad. When me up, will bring my fire, man. Burning up your soul. When me fighting for me people, and me such a heavy load.
Hey, Debbie, that's for you, bro. Where else, eh? You know, I ain't nothing rude, boy. Where else, eh? All right, get that wood out your mouth. Fuck your mama, bum bucket. Faggot motherfucker.
All right, we're black, we're black, we're black. We are black. You are listening live to the Survive or Die class. I'm your host, Minister King Samir Shabazz, National Minister of Defense of the Black Riders Liberation Party, under the leadership of Dr. Wolverine Shakur, and Deputy National Field Marshal of the New Black Panther Party, under the leadership, guidance, warrior womanhood of Sister Crystal Muhammad, and four-star general of the Azanian People's Liberation Army. To all the warriors listening, warrior salute. Now, I didn't realize it was this late. You know, we just start rolling, man. Time just flies, but I had no idea it was this late. So, Black family, it's only a few minutes left in the class, and this is a very heavy bill. I don't want to, you know, start biting into it and, you know, little 10 minutes and all that. So what I want to do next week, we're going to get right into this. Correct handling of a revolution. Because some of us think, you know, because we got a few guns and we got a bug out bag and we ready for war. Man, sit your ass down somewhere. Because a lot of you have not been able to get past the cracker inside your damn brain cell. And that's just being straight up. You have yet to go to war with the white man inside of you. You may think you're ready. But you don't know this cracker like I know this motherfucker. See, you still looking for ways to appease and appeal and fucking, you know, have some fucking oatmeal raisin cookies with these motherfuckers. I am for the total liberation of African people. And all, every iota of the oppressive machine must be destroyed. Nothing should be left of our enemy. Nothing should be left of our enemy's way of life. I'm talking the total demise and destruction of white power. And to that, thank you for listening. Do we have any callers? Anybody push one? I know there are people listening. Did anybody push one?
No. No, sorry.
All right. All right. So with that being said, Black family, I thank you for listening, giving us this little small time. We love you more than you hate yourself. And that's why we do what we do right here on Dude or Knowledge Radio. So I hope the understanding is now understood. Black Pop.
Welcome back to the podium. Come in.
First of all, let us begin with Malcolm X, my spiritual big brother and the first great national spokesman of the black movement and the Nation of Islam, and following him, my spiritual father, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and by God's grace and by God's permission, and with nothing to do with Anthony Hilder, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan chose me to be third in that line behind him and Malcolm.
All right.
Yes, it is true. I have been to Mecca all of those times. And it is also true, I did not find what Malcolm found. I have been seven times. And I found racism among the white Arabs in Mecca so thick until you could cut it with a damn knife. I found ghettos in Mecca. I found that no matter where I went in the world, I found that no matter what the social, political, religious, economic, academic system was, it made no difference.
Yes.
Wherever the black-white dynamic existed, you'll find the white on top, the black on the bottom. I've been to capitalist countries as we are victims of white capitalism. And wherever the black-white dynamic exists, you find the white capitalist on top and the black capitalist on the bottom. If it's a socialist country, you find the white socialist on top and the black socialist on the bottom. If it's a communist country, you find the white communist on top and the black communist on the bottom. If it's a Christian country, you find the white Christian on top and the black Christian on the bottom. If it's a so-called Jew country, you find the white Jew on top and the black Jew on the bottom. Yes, I've been to Mecca, and where the black-white dynamic exists, you find a white Muslim on top, and God damn it, you find a black Muslim on the bottom. It makes no difference what the system is. Wherever the black-white dynamic exists, you find the black on the bottom and the white on top. Some of you say it's a class system. If it's a class system, then you'll find the white man as the upper class, and you'll find the black man and woman as the lower class. No, I didn't find what my spiritual big brother Malcolm found in Mecca. I found racism in Mecca, and I've found it everywhere I've gone throughout the face of the planet Earth, 196,940,000 square miles. I found it everywhere I went. Now, listen to this damn fool. Talk about the Ford Foundation. You read yourself, cracker. I was going to school, a young boy, considered what was called an advanced or an accelerated student, a gifted student, from preschool all the way up through elementary. They clocked us, pulled us together, about 29 of us, kept us together. We keep up with each other to this very day, and none of them are on the payroll of the crackers of the New World Order, or the Trilateral Commission. None of them are on the payroll of the Rockefeller Foundation. None of them are on the payroll of the Ford Foundation. We all keep up with each other today. They didn't mix anybody with us. These were black elders over us. We were their pride and joy. And so based on our test scores and based on our performance, Harvard, Yale, and Columbia, I ain't had nothing to do with no skull and crossbone fool. That's your thing, getting naked and laying down in caskets and stuff. That ain't my thing. Been in no damn casket naked. What the hell I look like in a casket naked? Damn mind. This cracker should be on Comic View with Miss Laura or somebody. They're in a casket naked. He's probably looking at this handsome, bald headed black man wishing he could get in a casket with me. No, cracker. Support Mandela. That lets you know how dumb the cracker is. November 29th, 1993, King College. That's one of the main things that rocked and shook the foundation of the world. I said that I did not support Mandela. I said I don't agree with Mandela. I said I believe that Mandela is one of the weakest ever.
Yes.
To be in any leadership position over black people. But the cracker's a dumb cracker. A dumb devil. Knows no better. I said that day that if we were going to give white folks, after they have murdered our black men, women, children, and babies, and the Oppenheimers and the De Beers and others have robbed our diamond mine, we can't even wear a watch or a ring or sisters a necklace or a bracelet. We call it jewelry, but it's really Jewelry.
All right.
Jewelry. as they steal all over. That's why they call Rubenstein and Goldstein and Silverstein, because they're stealing gold and silver and rubies all over the earth.
Yes,
for Mandela to have a truth commission,
yeah,
and give them executive clemency,
yes,
and pardon before they even go to court.
Yeah.
He could forgive F.W. de Klerk.
Yeah.
He could forgive John Foster. He could forgive the no good dirty bastards,
yeah,
of South Africa. But he couldn't forgive Winnie Mandela, who stayed with him for 27 long years. What more does a black woman have to do? What more does a black woman have to do? It was Winnie Mandela, a true revolutionary. He tried to attack a star. He tried to attack the pyramids. He attempts to detract from us and attack our great accomplishments as we gave civilization to the world and all of the sciences and disciplines to the world. And now he attacks our heroes and our sheroes and comes right up in our face.
Right.
And disrespects us. I said, if we're going to be merciful, we give them 24 hours in South Africa to get out of town by sundown. I said, if they don't get out of town, we kill the men, we kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the babies, we kill the blind, we kill the cripple, we kill the crazy, we kill the faggots, we kill the lesbians. I said, God damn it, we kill them all. Little innocent blue-eyed babies, because God damn it, they're gonna grow up one day to rule your babies. Kill them now. Why kill the women in South Africa? I said kill the women because the women are the military manufacturing center, and every 9 months they lay down on their backs and reinforcement rolls out from between their legs. So shut down the military manufacturing center by killing the white woman. Why kill the elder crackers? The old crepit crackers in South Africa. How in the hell you think they got old? They got old oppressing and killing black people.
Yes, sir.
I say, kill a cripple, kill a elephant, kill all godfather. Kill them all. Kill the faggots, kill the lesbians. And after you kill them all, I said that day about Mandela to let you know what he really knows about me. Don't know a damn thing. I said, then you go to the goddamn grave and dig him up and kill him a goddamn again, because they didn't die hard enough. And if you don't have the strength to dig him up after you've done all work, just go to the grave and shoot in the damn grave. Kill them again, because they didn't die hard enough. I don't have no respect for Mandela. The so-called Jews had their Nuremberg trial. They tried Nazi war criminals for war crimes. Where are Johannesburg?